Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet approved Danny Burgess Jr. Thursday as the Department of Veterans Affairs Director. Burgess is a former Pasco County Republican representative who in November defeated his opponent by a nearly 2-1 margin. I'm Blaze Ganey. Burgess replaces Interim Director Glenn Sutphin. Governor Ron DeSantis said it didn't take long to realize Burgess was the best choice.
I had not really known him that well, but when you meet him, I think he's just a good guy. He's got a great heart, great work ethic, a lot of energy, and I think he's going to do a really good job for Florida's veterans, and they're a very important part of our state.
During his interview with the cabinet, Burgess said there is a need for more transitional programs for veterans.
As a person that's in the military myself right now, I think that there are a number of things that we need to continue to build upon. And a lot of those revolve around transitional services. We have the largest number of post-9/11 veterans coming to the state of Florida and moving to the state of Florida in the entire country. And we need to be there for them as they're just starting their lives. They're just transitioning out of the military.
He says those services will help veterans overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and reduce homelessness and suicide rates.
Ways that we can do that is through transitional services, through occupational licensing, streamlining all of that to help them find good, solid careers here in the state of Florida and not have to reinvent the entire wheel when they are highly trained, highly skilled operators over there, overseas in very intense environments. They can come and do that here in Florida, and we want that.
Attorney General Ashley Moody said working as a judge, she often saw veterans in the criminal justice system and asked what Burgess would do to address the veteran crime rate.
I think there should be a veterans court in every circuit in the state of Florida. What an awesome, awesome opportunity. I know you've presided over those, and that is something that I would love to work on going forward and seeing how we can take that statewide.
Veterans courts are designed to assist veterans who may be dealing with underlying behavioral issues and substance abuse issues unique to the traumatic experience of war. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried initially said that Burgess was brought forward without a transparent process according to state sunshine laws. But ultimately, she approved Burgess Thursday.
I just want to say that Representative Burgess is an excellent choice on behalf of our state's veterans. And I was pleased, and I'll be pleased to support his nomination today. And I'm glad that the public has had an opportunity to participate in this important decision coming before the cabinet.
Burgess will have to leave his Pasco House seat. The governor has not set a date for a special election, but a few candidates have already filed for the seat.